Have you ever felt that spark of excitement when a story idea pops into your head? That magical moment when characters begin whispering their secrets, begging to be brought to life on the page? Gail Carson Levine understands this feeling intimately. Her guide to writing fiction has become a cherished companion for young writers worldwide, with over 500,000 copies sold. Even J.K. Rowling wishes she'd had this resource as a young writer. Beyond practical advice, this book embodies Levine's passionate belief that everyone, especially children, have stories worth telling. Through her warm, encouraging voice, she invites us into a world where writing becomes not just a skill, but a form of personal magic that transforms both the writer and reader. The foundation of becoming a writer isn't talent or inspiration, it's commitment. Levine's writer's oath states, "I promise to write as often and as much as I can, to respect my writing self, and to nurture the writing of others." The first rule appears three times deliberately: write more to write better. Like mastering any skill, writing demands consistent practice. This isn't about perfection, it's about showing up. Write whenever you have 5 minutes. Read voraciously across genres. Save everything you write for at least 15 years as evidence of your developing voice. The greatest obstacle isn't lack of talent, but that destructive inner critic whispering we're not good enough. This voice stems from internalized negative messages. The solution? A simple command: shut up. When writing, the critical chatter quiets. Every time you declare your ideas worthless, you let the chatter win, paying the steep price of your creativity. Those who continue creating despite this inner critic are heroes. Many aspiring writers worry about lacking ideas, but Levine reassures, "I'm living proof you don't need lots of ideas to be a writer." She captures every idea, however few. Even if idea rich, note new thoughts but stay committed to your current project. Ideas come from universal sources: experiences, media, dreams, conversations, and quiet moments. Levine's best ideas emerge during showers or repetitive tasks when her mind can fly free. Activities that occupy hands while liberating the mind, walking, gardening, dishwashing, spark creativity. If feeling idealist, her solution is straightforward: sit with pen and paper and write anything, even complaints. Writing your meandering thoughts activates the deep recesses of your brain, she explains. Eventually, that subterranean brilliance will send you ideas. This works by bypassing conscious filtering. Deliberately seeking good ideas leads to premature rejection, while judgment-free writing creates pathways for unexpected connections. Keep a small notebook handy. Ideas appear suddenly and vanish just as quickly if you're unprepared to capture them. Great writing engages all senses, pulling readers completely into the story world. Levine emphasizes noticing the full spectrum of sensory information to create three-dimensional experiences. Listen for both dramatic sounds, thunderclaps, and subtle ambient noise, humming lights, distant traffic. Notice tastes beyond food: morning breath, blood from a cut, pencil wood. Pay attention to memory-triggering smells like pond scum or fresh-baked pie. Explore touch through temperature, texture, and physical sensation: the smoothness of a desktop, the unique feeling of water, the prickle of new wool. She praises Katherine Patterson's Jacob Have I Loved for describing a cordgrass marsh so vividly readers can almost feel mud between their toes. This approach transforms abstract settings into lived experiences. Instead of "it was a beautiful spring day," write "the air smelled of fresh-cut grass and lilacs. A warm breeze carried distant children's laughter." Try writing from a puppy's perspective, experiencing everything for the first time: the cool smoothness of tile floors, the intriguing scent under the porch, the startling loudness of a door slamming. A story's plot is largely determined by its characters. In real life, everyone behaves distinctively. How people unwrap gifts or dress reveals character. One might tear wrapping paper, another carefully unties ribbons, while a third sets the gift aside. Develop characters using a questionnaire covering appearance, speech patterns, physical traits, personal items, relationships, fears, and desires. Though not all details will appear in your story, knowing them helps you understand how your character would react in any situation. What engages readers is watching characters suffer. It takes a mean author to write a good story, Levine admits. Your protagonist should never solve all problems before the end. One problem may be solved while another emerges. To make readers care, create characters who are sympathetic, though flawed, and vulnerable. Intensify emotional impact by immersing readers in the character's mind and feelings. Consider Harry Potter facing increasingly difficult challenges. Readers care because Harry is brave yet flawed, and his vulnerability as an orphan facing powerful forces makes his struggles meaningful. Revising is Levine's favorite part of writing. During first drafts, she feels imprisoned, waiting for ideas to condense like moisture on walls. Once finished, the walls come down, and she can reshape her creation freely. She revises extensively, moving scenes, removing or adding others, developing characters. For The Two Princesses of Bamar, she rewrote the beginning repeatedly, transforming it from a 12 Dancing Princesses adaptation to something entirely different. Beautiful paragraphs that don't serve your story should be saved elsewhere, not forced to fit. When revising, preserve multiple versions. Never read your draft immediately after finishing, she advises. Wait a day or weeks to gain objectivity. This patience helps you see what's actually on the page rather than what you intended. Outside perspectives are crucial. Levine formed writers' groups throughout her career, starting with fellow beginners who were experienced readers who knew what we liked. When receiving criticism, just listen, without arguing, take notes, and experiment later. The magic of writing isn't in perfect first drafts, but in persistent refinement. Writing is more than a craft. It's a lifelong companion that helps us process experiences and understand ourselves. When big things happen in my life, I write about them, Levine shares. This writing nurtures me. It helps me process events, explore feelings, and strengthens my humanity. After 9/11, she had her workshop write letters to their future selves, recording personal experiences rather than just facts. This approach makes writing penetrate into the marrow of my bones, becoming as natural as thinking. Whether pursuing publication or not, writing can be your solace, companion, and secret joy. For those seeking audiences, Levine acknowledges rejection while offering publishing advice. I'm practically the queen of rejection letters, she admits. But rejection can improve your work. Her book, Dave at Night, improved significantly after multiple rejections. Write to nurture yourself and share your humanity. Each story is unique through your singular perspective. In our world of screens and sound bites, writing remains a powerful way to slow down, process experiences, and connect with others.